Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Yeah! Ton of Hustle and Shine. Reporting live from the Brian and Krupa Studios is Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 65, my type of weather. Currently, it is 50 with fair skies at Hickman Mills Middle.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Taco Tuesday?
I am hungry. I did stomach woke up rumbling. I ain't gonna lie.
So you definitely ready to get your eat on.
Yeah, in more ways than one. This morning we got Stacey Shaw. She got some legal advice coming for you in about 7:50.
And later on in the show, we got to talk about the youth and children at risk as whooping cough and flu circulate. So, parents, we got all the details for you. Of course, TMG goes down at your 23s, and a bishop is under fire after calling out one of his members for not donating enough money to the church.
Oh, boy. Reach up. All right, y'all, we got your motivation coming up in about 10 minutes. But, D, I need a full sloth of fajitas, baby. Give me all the fajitas you can give me. Extra queso, extra onion for
That's
me.
That's crazy.
Because it is
Taco Tuesday.
Today is Taco Tuesday.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
After the darkest part of the night has passed, morning comes. What troubles you so much now will be better in time. Not all, but much of that improvement will be due to the good actions you take. Though it's understandable to become lost in despair, it's more fruitful to immerse yourself in positive purpose and effective effort. Take good and diligent care of what you're able to tend to. Proceed with confidence that morning will come, that with work and with time, the situation can improve. Know that there are people who care. With each positive action on your part, those people are more likely to find you and join in your effort. Every new moment brings new possibilities. Keep those possibilities coming. Open yourself to them. Give your energy and attention to them. Be insistent with yourself about traversing the path forward, step by step, and eagerly welcome the progress you're sure to make. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hot 103 Jams.
TMG. The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time. It's a high of 65. Currently 51 with clear skies at Minor Park. Congratulations to the iconic choreographer Debbie Allen as she gave a group of young girls at her academy an exclusive look at her Barbie tribute doll.
So this is how I looked when I was in a show called Fame, where I was dancing all the time.
Oh, I think I know this.
And if you get her out and you put her on the stand, you can change her positions, you can make her go down. Your turn.
Shout out to Debbie Allen. I mean, I honestly, until a few years back, I did not really correlate her name with all the impact that she's had. Always spoke highly, or heard highly of Debbie Allen and her involvement in even the hit shows that we see on today. I mean, she's a part of Shonda Rhimes, Grey's Anatomy. She's been very instrumental in her being that black girl and getting that Barbie doll. That's major. So I'm excited for the young little black girls out there that'll get a chance to see something like that.
Yeah, she made a different world what it is. Mm-hmm. And her and Felicia Rashad just in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Of fine.
Okay. They're in the Hall of Fame.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Switch it over to a recent interview with Howard Stern. J-Lo, Jenny from the block. She got transparent about her love life, and her ex has responded since then. I'll tell you what he says after this.
What I learned, it's not that I'm not lovable. It's that they're not capable. And they gave me what they had.
Right, but
they
it's
gave
not
me
enough.
All of it. Every but, time.
But it's this much.
All the rings, all the things I could ever want.
Right.
Tried to give me the houses, the rings, the marriage, all of it, but...
They didn't love you.
They didn't, and I didn't love myself.
What? That don't make no sense.
What don't make no sense?
How you know if they wasn't capable, if you're not capable of loving yourself?
Hmm?
She just said she didn't love herself.
Yeah.
At the beginning, she said they were not capable of loving her.
Mm-hmm.
How the hell she know how to love her then? Who know how to love you if you don't know how to love you? That's a word.
I guess. That's funny.
She just seemed like she just too much, bro.
Yeah, I can see why people would suspect
that. I love the fact that she
don't really care. The fact I do love is that she don't care. She just, if she gonna go in a relationship with somebody, if she gonna spend a block on her ex, she does it. She does not care about the outside opinion. And I feel like that's the best way to be.
Now, whether
you are a solid partner, we don't know. But her ex did respond, and he was like, stop playing victim. And he even insinuated that she has cheated on him. And he stayed and tried to figure something out. But I guess she might have walked away from him. So
if you got the D.
There is that.
Hey, this is Lauren Scott from 38 The Spot, and I'm up hustling, shining on Hot 103 Jams.
You know who the real ones are, Casey. The mentors, volunteers, everyday heroes, holding down the community. Hustle and Shine, we want to recognize them with the Hustle Hard, Shine Bright Community Spotlight. Nominate your community MVP right now at kprs.com. One nominee will win a $250 gift card Friday, October 31st at 7:52 a.m. Caring about Kansas City for over 75 years, we are Hot 103 Jams. Now, officials are urging families to get vaccinated now, D, as cases are rising and clinics are extending hours. It's coming from the Kansas City Health Department. We're trying to protect children and teens as whooping cough cases continue to climb and flu season approaches. Whooping cough causes uncontrollable coughing that can make it hard to breathe, D. While it can affect all ages, it can be dangerous for babies under one who may struggle to breathe. So far this year, 75 whooping coughing cases have been reported. It's the highest total in recent years, with most occurring in unvaccinated children and household contacts. And I had whooping cough in 2004.
Mm.
It is devastating. You cough nonstop. You have no control over it, no matter what medicine you take, no matter what, you know, flu or cold liquids you take in or whatever.
Yeah.
It has no effect on it. And I had it, this is just for me in my case, I had it for almost a year, I remember.
Ooh, yikes.
Just coughing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah,
so,
that is something that you definitely want to protect your kids from. The health department is also offering extended evening hours on Wednesday until 7 p.m. for both flu and whooping cough vaccines. And so if you want to walk in or you want to schedule that appointment, you can reach out to 816-513-6109.
I think it's cool for me to say this, but I'm gonna say I didn't get whooping cough from the weather. I got it at a restaurant.
Oh, go ahead.
Tomfoolery's in the plaza. This is 2004.
I've heard some interesting experiences at that place. I had a great time because of that ice cream dump truck that they had.
Look at
so
you.
Yeah,
I ate there in 2004. Boy, the next week could not stop coughing. So That was bad.
Yeah.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Shout out to cousins hitting that hustle and shine text line. Happy 9th birthday to Izzy. That was sent over from Mama Jason and Brandon. Making sure you have a great birthday. Shout out to Dwayne Isaiah II, Redmond Kids over at Oak Grove. Always love. Shout out to Victor Jones, Monique Jones, and Jawanda. Shout out to Jerry Sandifer. Jerry said, shout out to me. I love that. I love Amen. That. And then also shout out to Javon Peterson. And last but not least, our cousin, Rich Harris, that's always tapping in. And then on the Twitter side, of course, Brandon Blake. We appreciate y'all so much.
That's my dog.
Unfair. Not fair. I don't think it should have happened.
There was a special needs child who was in a hallway and was having an episode, or was in a loop, as they call it, to where he was on the ground. She wanted to get him into a safe space.
What I think that Barb did was handle the situation with love and compassion.
We need to handle those children in between and understand that special needs is a whole different ballgame.
There's no black and white.
So, Dee, that was some of the voices of some supporters of a teacher in the Blue Valley School District who recently got fired. Now, the mother of the child involved in a recent incident where that Blue Valley School District teacher was fired from, she wrote a letter of support to the school board asking the district to bring the teacher back. As the board fired Barbara Hart, a kindergarten teacher at Sunset Ridge Elementary School with more than 25 years in the district, after she allegedly violated, air quotes, violated a policy regarding the physical restraint of students. So the district claimed that Hart violated policy 3522, known as emergency safety interventions. This is what determines the use of seclusion and physical restraint. So I guess something happened with this student where, you know, they were having...
He took some certain measures to make sure that that child was okay, is what it sounds like.
Are we serious? When does common sense go into what the black and white is with these rules? Mm-hmm. And I get and I understand that it could be sticky when there are other situations.
Absolutely.
But this is when common sense should come in, and this would be a case-by-case basis. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure this is... I don't know. Was it on video? I don't know. Maybe they could see what was going on.
Yeah.
But she got 25 years in a district, and obviously the parents are supporting her.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't. Sometimes common sense ain't so common.
Yeah, I've been hearing about this for the past week or so, and if the parents are supportive and really asking for this teacher to be back, I definitely think, like you said, it should be a conversation that is had, and you should definitely, because your parents and the students are the main concern. So if they're the ones asking, you need to sit down and have a conversation on bringing her back and maybe changing that policy.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:22 on your time. It's the high of 66, currently 51, clear skies at the shops on Blue Parkway. Soulja Boy is responding after one of Candy Burris's podcast guests share a time that Soulja Boy spat on the food.
And somebody said this. Can't sue. Why you got this fat ass on your platform talking? I'm finna sue the fuck out you and his wife. Who the fuck on the road with somebody and don't eat for 3 days?
Is that how I be acting sometimes, D?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Stop. No, I don't.
You told some sometimes.
No, I don't.
Pin drop on the floor. Oh, my goodness. I gotta go, D.
So that's that Leo coming out of him. He always be crashing out on everybody, though.
He took a while in that rant, though, to actually be like, that didn't happen. So that was part of the thing, too. Like, did that not? Because he was just like, that was in 2007. Why are you talking about this 2025? Like, did that happen, Soldier?
Soldier.
Like, is that what happened? So Candy took to Twitter and said, hey, I heard Soulja Boy been cussing me out, and he wants to pull up at the show. Come on.
I get that energy from Soulja Boy, though, because if somebody is lying on me and they got me messed up, that is the worst, I feel like.
Yeah.
When somebody's telling a blatant lie on you, something that never happened, and they spreading rumors and falsehoods about you, y'all got me messed up, too. Y'all not finna be up here. Nah, I got that same energy, so I feel him on that.
Do you feel it's a statute of limitations on things, too?
No.
If they are true, though.
No.
Do you feel like it's like...
I don't want no lies on me from...
No, I just said if it's true. Like, if someone is telling a story about an encounter they might have had with you, and it happened to be when you was an intern.
Oh, if it's true, then...
Would you be like, bro, I don't want to hear that. It's now, but...
Nah, you shouldn't have done it. So I stand on what you do.
That's real.
That's all.
No. Speaking about stand on business, Gucci Mane's wife, Keisha K. Orr, speaks on protecting him and helping him during his schizophrenic episodes.
I take his apps off his phone. First thing I do, I delete Instagram. I delete everything. Even if I got to change his password, I'm changing it because I don't need the public to know he's having an episode. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you're going through an episode. You're sick. No, I'm not. Ain't nothing wrong with me. Why do you think that? You're not speaking to me. Well, there's nothing to talk about. I said, well, that's not how you speak to your wife. And I'm like, you're sick. And we snap out of it right then.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm hoping that Gucci.
I don't think that should be made public, but okay.
They were both talking about this during the interview. So he sat down on a Breakfast Club with her, and they were just addressing the fact that I guess allegedly he is bipolar and schizophrenic.
Right. We shouldn't be hearing about what he be going through. You don't? I don't feel like, no. That's just,
you don't feel like people should talk about anything?
Not nothing deeply personal like that. Absolutely not. Mm.
I feel that.
I just feel like it's just certain things that the public just should not know. Mm-hmm. And I know, like, in this day and age, you know, people want everybody to know everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah.
So, quick question before we wrap TMG up. Do you feel like people have these conversations and it actually advances things? Because sometimes people have conversations and it makes people, everyday people, feel like they can speak on it. Do you think that that's a factor, or it's like, nah, don't talk about it?
Well, that's an interesting question, because some conversations can make it comfortable for some people. Be like, oh, you know, I go through that too.
Yeah.
You know, blah, 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 blah. I get that. I feel like it should be a more sacred place for them conversations.
Understood. Yeah. I mean, the man had ice cream cone on his face, so, you know, 2 + 2 = 4.
It's Malachi Ross, 13-time national champion, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
D, an Amazon Web Services outage is causing major disruptions around the world. Did you hear about this? I saw some of the cousins in KC going through this.
I did.
The service provides remote computing services to many governments, universities, and companies, including the Associated Press. Well, on Down Detector, it's a website that tracks online outages, user-reported issues with Snapchat, Roblox, Fortnite, and other subsidies under Amazon and the McDonald's app. Many other services were affected by this. Mm-hmm. So Coinbase and Signal both said on X that they were experiencing issues related to the AWS outage. And I don't know if they got this totally fixed yet, but I know some of the warehouses around Kansas City were affected. Mm-hmm.
Definitely a worldwide outage.
And it has some people worried about if they knew the Lord or not.
If they would?
If they knew the Lord. They talking about the rapture is coming because they think that, you know.
Because Amazon down. Oh, Lord, right. I can't buy my pack. I can't buy it. Can't buy that rug I've been having in my cart for a week.
Reach up. How many things you got in your Amazon cart right now?
I don't even really do that. My mom does. And I can tell you right now, she has at least like 20 items because I can see them.
Really?
My mom prepares, and I feel like most black mothers do, where they kind of prepare for the rapture. My mom, she just is always the person that's like, look, let me get it right now so I don't have to wait, and, you know, when I really need it. So there's somebody out there that feels me and understands exactly what I'm talking about. They like, if I got like 10 things in there that I've been having on my wish list for about a year. They just haven't purchased it yet.
Oh, that sounds so good.
What about you? Do you Amazon a lot?
I do that. I keep stuff in the cart. It's been the past year since the NFL was like, okay, we're going to put these Thursday night games on Amazon. I was like, all right, I can't miss no NFL. So I've been,
a whole nother conversation.
Before the last 2 years, I didn't really tap into Amazon like that. But now it's like,
No, you be shopping. You're like, it's another cheap tag. Let me get that.
Stop. I get mine from Lids. Shout out to Mike and Pam for always, you know.
Right, yeah.
Having my packages on deck.
Literally. You
know, Shane.
Yeah, I'm gonna start sending some stuff here too. Mm-hmm. Send me something, cousins.
Stacey Shaw, she got that legal advice for you. Good morning, Stacey. What you got this morning?
Good morning. Today we're going to be talking about the difference between convictions and points. We'll be right back at 7:50.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacey Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Time to get some of that free legal advice from the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the morning, Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Good morning, Stacey.
Today, for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law, we're going to be talking about the slight difference between convictions on your driving record and points. I get this question a whole lot. When you have a traffic ticket in the state of Missouri and it's a moving violation, you could be assessed points, which, if they are accumulated, will suspend or revoke your license. How you accumulate points is if you plead guilty to the moving violation. So in order to avoid that, you would to hire an attorney. They get your ticket amended, which is changed from the moving violation to a non-moving violation that does not carry points. Points are put on your license, so after you plead guilty. The court does not put the points on, and then after you get it amended, take the points back off. They're only applied to your license once the court sends a record of disposition and conviction of a points-based violation to the Department of Revenue. After so many points, your license is suspended or revoked for up to a year. So if you have 12 points, and that's a driving while suspended or some other tickets that equal 12 points, then your license is revoked for a year. And in order to get it back at the end of the year, you would need to have SR-22 insurance. Sometimes you'll have a no points violation, like a low point speed, and you will pay that ticket. And then though it may not have points, it would still be listed on your driving record and then could be used against you when your insurance is adjusting your rate. So this could be complicated, even though it's something as simple as a traffic ticket. So I always encourage people to call and ask questions. You can reach us at 816-359-1877. You can find us online at StaceyShawLaw.com and on all social media at StaceyShawLaw. And I love when people DM me. So remember, today's Tuesday. If you are looking for additional legal educational content, go ahead and join me at 11:30 on KPRT for Faith Justice Victory. Also, all of my young scholars that are going to school today, I know that you're going to do something amazing. If you're an adult and you run into a kid today, make sure you pour some positivity into them because they definitely need it. And so until next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisements.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, Sean Wayans, and you are hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
This fear, like, I don't know how I'm going to feed my kids.
If they cut our food stamps, I don't know what I'll do.
It doesn't stretch exactly enough. I tried my best to make it stretch, but I do have, you know, 4 mouths to feed.
A lot of times those SNAP benefits are the difference between needing to come to the pantry and not needing to come to the pantry depending on family size. So if those don't exist, all of those families will need to be supported by the pantry as well.
To last all the way for the next month, even to cover December, it won't. Mm-hmm. We will be starving. Us being the parents and everything, for the government to shut down, we didn't do anything. But we're taking the backlash of getting all of our benefits and everything else taken and removed from us for nothing.
The Missouri Department of Social Services announced yesterday that November SNAP benefits cannot be issued due to the federal government shutdown. Officials warn that Missourians should prepare to stretch their October balance into the next month if the shutdown continues. So this is going to affect over 650,000 Missourians who's receiving those SNAP benefits, D. That's over $131 million worth of benefits that, and these people need it. Not want it, mm-hmm. I could just skip it this month. No, this is a lifeblood of some families.
Yeah, absolutely. We all know somebody that is, of course, receiving those SNAP benefits. And I mentioned to you before that my mom is one of those many people in Missouri that is actually receiving those benefits because of her health situation. She's unable to work. And so as a family, we've been talking about measures that we have to take collectively to make sure that she's good back home. And so there is some resources out there, findhelp.org. That's a database that can help you find and locate those local food banks. But of course, here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, we're going to make sure we give you all the information and find some additional resources so that you can still feed your family even during this upcoming holiday season.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
825, high of 66. Currently, it is 53 at the KC Moe City Hall. Bishop Marvin Winans is catching some serious heat online after a video has surfaced of him calling out a woman in front of the entire church during the annual giving day as he criticized her donation amount.
This seed of $1,000 plus $235 and receiving the blessings to come to all that participated.
Now that's only $1,200. Y'all not listening to what I'm saying. If you have $1,000 plus $1,000.
Well, right. I'm gonna work on the other 800.
Well, that ain't what I asked you to do.
So I don't know really? If maybe prior to that, he was maybe just saying, hey, come up here if you can donate $2,000. But even if that's the case, that's not a healthy response.
That's church funny right there. That ain't y'all taking that serious? He wasn't being serious with her.
Oh no, I saw the clip. He looked like he was dead serious.
I heard some laughter.
They're in the middle of a service, so I think it was people in the background. I saw the clip, and
I mean... What I'm saying, if you have $1,000 plus $1,000...
Well, right. I'm going to work on the other 800.
Well, that ain't what I asked you to do.
See, I hear a little laughter at the end of that.
Yeah, I think you're reaching. But I don't know. You know, I've been raised in the church, and I know that, honestly...
Y'all tripping.
That,
straight
it,
up.
It
y'all
makes
tripping.
People not want to receive the entire message when they hear incidents like this. And these aren't full of mess. This isn't what's
this
happening
is not
at
y'all
every,
money.
Every church.
This is not your money. And you're not
Who's
supposed
money?
To love what? Money.
Huh?
This is not, it's not yours. This so is just, it's
if,
just
if
here on
If you're not
earth.
Supposed to it's just love here money, then the response should not be, I want $800 more, but you gave me what you could.
Because he's joking.
I watched the clip and did not give that. I hope he is, though. Yeah. I would hope that is the case.
Me too.
Just quickly, Stephen A. Smith has been trending still. He sat down on Melo's podcast and expressed his feelings on LeBron James' actions.
I don't like his, not a little bit. You do not understand. The links this man would go to, this dates back more than a decade. I believe he's one way publicly, he's another way privately. You know, he might not be interviewed and he might not be quoted, but the things he says and the things he has said to people, it's gotten back to me. The things that he's tried to do, if it were up to him, I wouldn't be where I am today.
I can't wait for Stephen A.'s book to come out, because the more that he gossips about this the more that his
gossiping,
the more that his journalism integrity, mm-hmm. it just goes down. Mm-hmm. It plummets to me.
That's deep. Yeah. There's that.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Libra season. Happy birthday to those indecisive, yet romantic and intellectual Libras.
Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to rapper Yellow Beezy. A happy heavenly birthday to actress, singer, and dancer Paula Kelly. A big happy heavenly birthday to jazz trumpeter and composer Dizzy Gillespie. A big happy birthday to one of my favorite female rappers, Happy B-Day the Doja Cat. And last but not least, sending over a major happy birthday to the woman who taught me how to detect a lie in less than 10 seconds. A happy birthday to Judge Judy.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Ryan Murph, Amber Allen, and Paige Tooley. Sending birthday love to Joya Trice, Jeremy Speed, and Shells Young. Sending birthday love to Brian Hall, Tracy Sesh, and Dev J. Rodriguez. Happy birthday, Ani Saxton, Eugene Morenas, and Shanika Fikes Carter. Plus a special happy birthday to my auntie, Crystal Carter Richardson, and everybody else born on October 21st. Happy birthday, Libras. Celebrate
Hi.
Your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning, cousin. It's
Cindy.
That's right,
cousin. Hey, girl.
Hey.
Ain't got time for this morning. We know you ain't got no engine light, so is your bus transfer okay?
I'm in my truck right now. Ain't no lights out in my car.
You better tell him. Talk to him, Miss Cindy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, you coming in with the energy. You better know these lyrics. You ready for it?
Run it. Let's go. Sitting up in my room, that's you think about you. I must confess, I'm a mess.
for you.
Hey, run
next.
Hey.
Hey. I really want to get these to somebody else. I don't want to give them to Miss Cindy. Can we give them
some? Come on now, dog. No. Come on, man.
No. All right. I'm just being a hater right now. Congratulations, Miss Cindy.
His inner Kendrick is talking. That's all.
Yeah, he a hater.
It's all good. Who you going to take with you?
My daughter.
That'll be fun. She know the words, too?
She better. She grew up on it. That's all I was listening to, going through depression.
I'm glad you had an outlet.
Yay. All right, Miss Cindy, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up on the only station that you listen to, huh?
The one and only Hot 103 Jams. Don't forget to slam that Z, big baby.
Making that real money.